Hey,
Hey.
it's a Thursday, and no longer West Coast Wednesdays. It's a what the heck has happened this week Thursday.
Yes. Definitely.
Now, before we get into it, Mo, if you're watching, please share, subscribe to us on YouTube. It's free. It's the new year. Start off with a great thing, doing something free, helping out your girls here, Mo and Mal, on YouTube, Girl Chat Sports. But I wanted to ask you, we're going to talk about the coaches and all the stuff that's been happening just in the last like 24 hours. You've got Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, Bill Belichick. Did you foresee this on your 2024 bingo card for January? We're still in January. We haven't even hit the midway point yet.
I didn't. I really didn't. I mean, when the chips started rolling with the Saban thing and then the Pete Carroll thing, I did predict yesterday that Belichick was next. I said that means Belichick's gonna be out.
Well, it was like when Pete announced, it was like, oh, we can't let people be so upset or sad for him. Let's put out somebody else even bigger with more years and
Right.
let them and let's do it even bigger with somebody with more years. I mean, we're talking
Right.
14 years, 17 years, 24 years just in the NFL or in their head coaching jobs currently. Of course, Pete Carroll had a lot long time with USC.
Yeah, he did.
We know Nick went back and forth. Bill Belichick had time in the NFL all over the place, but it's just
And see, Black Monday was supposed to happen on Monday after the regular season. They only announced,
think it was
Ron
verbal, right?
Rivera and the Atlanta Falcons coach, and we thought, okay, maybe that's it. Well, the week is what it is. It's not even a Black
Black
Monday anymore.
Monday
It's a
took
week.
turned into
The
even,
whole week.
Black Tuesday. It's a black week. Yeah, that's
The
really what
black
it
week.
is.
Just fade to black.
Shout out to Bruce Morrow. Yeah, RIP
Yeah.
Seahawks. RIP Pete Carroll. Although I will say this, I just read a little post on my girlfriend's in Seattle said that, because Russell Wilson, Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, there was a Jermaine Kearse. I think there was Baldwin was there. They'd all met up at the Legion bar that Cam and Richard Sherman own in Bellevue with Coach Pete Carroll after the announcement. Russell Wilson came as well. I guess they were trying to band together like a group. And apparently, from what Pete said, is that this is what brought Russell and Richard Sherman kind of back together to talk. So,
Nice.
yeah, I guess,
No Marshawn though, huh?
well, no, Marshawn's busy. Marshawn be every he got a
I know.
thousand things
I
to
know.
do.
Yeah.
I don't know. He wasn't in the picture that we saw, but I mean, let's face it, the Seahawks and the Broncos don't have any games to play anymore, so they got plenty of time on their
Oh
palates.
yeah.
On their plates to deal
I just
with
want to
it.
know what's going to happen next. Like, who are all the options? What the options looking like? They ran the list down for
Options,
Belichick
yeah.
options. They ran the list
Who's
for Nick
moving to the
Saban.
NFL? Who's gonna move around the NFL? What's gonna
Well, Nick
happen with
Saban can't come
Saban's
back to the
job?
NFL. He lost that with the Jaguars. That didn't work out for him in his favor, so he's probably not going to do that. I feel like he's literally going to go fishing. I think he's going to be fly fishing in a flannel.
Well, I gotta show this one picture because this one had me cracking up. And well, first of all, no class recruited by Alabama during Nick Saban that played for 4 years didn't get a national championship. I'm sorry.
And shout out to Josh
That's
Jacobs
crazy.
being one of those players. I mean, he's developed a lot of people that we currently have in the league, some
Right.
juggernauts. And
Yeah.
so,
And the other
yeah.
part here said, hear me out, a Saban Belichick weekly podcast, two old heads who don't give a damn what anyone else thinks, breaking down college football, NFL games each week.
I'd be into that. I'd be into that.
Right?
And I
There was
like the
somebody
video.
else. Yeah, no,
Yeah,
there
there's
was
some.
somebody else that had posted another picture of like, what if there was instead of bar makeover, it was like a college football makeover, and every week Nick Saban visits a new school to help them get their stuff together.
I would like to see that too. I would like to
That's
see that too.
crazy. There's so
Yeah.
much going on. Oh,
I love the
yeah.
subliminals that other college players are trying to do. Shedeur Sanders put out a tweet with the date and the
Oh, yeah.
time,
He was
calling
like,
out
Bama,
Alabama
come
if they want to
through.
come. Yeah. And then I like Chad Ochocinco posted a moment between he and Belichick when he was playing for the Bengals, and Belichick came to him saying, "We've been covering you. 8-5, 8-5. That's the call. No, you're not gonna work today. Know that you're not gonna work
No.
today." It's like, oh, coach. So, to see that side of Belichick was very, very funny.
Was cool. Even today, I think even in his they had like a press conference. That was most I've seen him talk in I don't know how long. Like,
oh, I know. Because it's like you never see him talk. You don't know. Yeah.
You don't. Yeah. So, great. That was great.
So how is Seattle doing?
Seattle is... I mean, here's the deal. I think everybody knew Pete was going to be leaving soon, whether it be this year, last year, the year, you know, next year, who knows? He had mentioned on the radio that he was ready. He was up for the season. He even said during his press conference that he, you know, was fighting to still coach, but they decided to agree to, you know, have him step down and become the advisor role.
Right.
So he may still want to coach. I don't know. He's 72. At this point, he was talking about how he's expecting a sixth grandchild, and you know how his family means so much to him. It's just kind of like, you know, when do you stop? It's 72. I couldn't imagine like my mom out there still coaching football.
I can't even imagine my dad out there coaching.
Right? Like that's a lot of time they put in almost all season long. Like there really isn't much off time. So. Just shout out to Pete. Pete gave us a lot of great seasons, a lot of great teams. I would hope he could stay on as an advisor because he makes amazing draft picks. Like those guys have, you know, they brought the Legion of Boom together. They've made some great picks, even with like Quandre Diggs and Reek Witherspoon and just the guys we've seen in the last few years. So
yeah,
you don't know what will come, but yeah. I do need to play. You know, I love my guy Benchwarmer Brand, and this video I think locked what's been happening with the coaches. So check this out.
So this is awkward. What do you mean?
Well, a lot of coaches got let go, but it kind of feels like some of us deserve to be unemployed while others don't.
Yeah, some of us are way too good to not have a job right now.
No one was talking about you.
Yeah, can you stop with the whole I'm smarter than everyone thing?
Try being more like Josh. At least he doesn't pretend to be smart.
I am a whole dumbass.
Hey, technically I'm not unemployed.
Yeah, what happened there? Are they pushing you out?
Of course not. I'm happy to leave the sideline and become the new senior executive associate advisor for the Seattle Seahawks. Do they have you bugged? Chew your gum.
Dang it. Let's try this one more time.
This is awkward. What do you mean?
Well, a lot of coaches got let go, but it kind of feels like some of us deserve to be unemployed while others... don't.
Yeah, some of us are way too good to not have a job right now.
No one was talking about you.
Yeah, can you stop with the whole I'm smarter than everyone thing?
Try being more like Josh. At least he doesn't pretend to be smart.
I am a whole dumbass.
Hey, technically I'm not unemployed.
Yeah, what happened there? Are they pushing you out?
Of course not. I'm happy to leave the sideline and become the new senior executive associate advisor for the Seattle Seahawks.
Do they have you bugged? Chew your gum more aggressively if you're in danger.
All right, someone call the cops.
Mike, how did you end up here? You did a great job in Tennessee.
Didn't see eye to eye with the organization.
Plus, I heard a certain job in New England might be opening up.
I'll kill you.
Man, it's really the end of an era. Pete's gone, Bill's gone, even Nick Saban's gone.
Wait, Saban, you're not an NFL coach. What are you doing here?
I don't know. Just kind of felt like I should be here with everything going on.
He tried to be an NFL coach and failed, and then when college got too hard, he quit that too.
Hey, I'm the greatest college coach of all time.
You can't deal with NIL, though.
And you can't deal with having Mac Jones as your quarterback.
You... gave him to me.
I thought these two were friends.
They are. It's just a competitiveness thing. Anytime you put two alphas in a room, they're bound to butt heads.
Oh, like what happened with me and Mark Davis.
No, nothing like that, actually. Almost the complete opposite.
Aren't you going to take that stupid hoodie off? You don't work for the Patriots anymore.
And you don't work anywhere because you're a coward, but yeah, you're right.
Atlanta, I knew it.
Hey, Bill, how do you plan on fixing Desmond Ridder?
What the f*** is a Desmond Ridder?
Gotta love that.
Yeah, it was that hilarious. That is. I mean, you really... It's crazy. Not only is there going to be a bunch of quarterback issues and changes with injuries that are returners and everything else and the benches and the guys that were second string that decided to play great towards the end of the season. I mean, right. Now you've got all these head coaches mixing and mingling.
Exactly. Well, off-season, I love the commentary on the Bill Belichick thing of him retiring and all his accolades and stuff. And it's like, if you don't give in your Hall of Fame speech your flowers to Tom Brady, I don't know what's going to happen. Because that was the reason why your success was what it was to a certain degree. I think to the full degree, honestly. Because who leaves a team and goes to a new team like Tampa Bay Buccaneers and wins out the gate a Super Bowl?
No, you don't. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
Give Tom Brady his flowers because... if it wasn't for Brady, I don't know what type of coach Belichick would have been.
Absolutely. Yeah, and vice versa. I mean, I know they had some great posts and then people had some great comparisons. You see these guys with all their championships and rings and, right. You know, I mean, it was just, Yeah. Well, that was the one thing I do need to say before we end this topic is that I was reading up on it. So Caleb, because the other issue is Caleb DeBoer, the Huskies coach, hasn't confirmed that he's staying at Washington yet. Supposedly he has a press conference tomorrow. There was rumors he flew to Tuscaloosa tonight or today. There was rumors that, you know, Debo Sweeney was there. So we don't know. The head coach for Oregon already committed that he was going to be staying in Oregon. So Husky fans are like, listen, we got this close. We love our coach. Let's pay him well. Don't let him leave and go to Alabama. Right. So what's interesting is that he has the same agent that also represents the Texas coach, Steve Sarkisian. He also represents Oregon's head coach, Dan Lanning. He represents the Florida State head coach, Mike Norvell. He's the agent for Debo Sweeney at Clemson, James Franklin at Penn State. So he has all these as clients, and he's just going to sit there and keep fishing to try and get them as much money as possible.
Well, he has to, but he's got his work cut out for him. Can you imagine if they all need a job?
NBA had every all-star, like the top six all-stars as clients. Like, listen, this guy's a genius. This guy's
good. And then the other thing is, where's Harbaugh going?
They keep saying Chargers, maybe Raiders. People have talked about Seattle, but of course, after we just lost to Michigan, a lot of Seattle fans are like, no.
I'm probably not going to have that.
And we don't want him.
That. Are we segueing into your trip? And that
we're segueing into the trip. Yeah, we're segueing into the trip. So,
and if you got a picture of my parlay ticket, you need to put that up because I had y'all. I was with y'all.
I know I saw that and I forgot. I don't have it, but I know it was probably one piece that you needed, huh?
Well, the Bucks failed me too that night. So I thought I could throw some NBA on there.
I don't feel so bad then.
No, don't.
If it makes me feel better, I had like 4 tickets with – including Washington. My brother was in Dallas for the Montana State game. Both of our teams lost. Didn't even come close to spreads. And betting-wise, game-wise, it was just, you know, the experience, though, being in Houston, being at a college football championship. It's my first one I've been to. The ticket sales were crazy, but to be there, to share it with some of my best friends from college, to see other people from college that I haven't seen in years or decades, and people from Seattle all over the place, all the purple when we're hanging out and going out to places. It was dope. I lived through my first tornado warning. That's never happened before. Okay. So it was definitely, this is our crew that we rolled with. So
nice,
shout out to them. Everybody came through. We had a really good time. Steve's, we were in the 600s, but we had actually a really good view where I sat. There was a bar right in front of us, so no one could sit in front of me and my friend. And so that way no one was standing up or sitting down or no, you know, it was actually a pretty good seat. I got to try out Trill Burger while I was there because there are 3 locations of Trill Burgers inside the stadium.
Okay.
So that was good. I enjoyed that. And, you know, I will say this. We didn't play well. Penix did not play well. Penix missed a wide open Odunze at one point. There was another one that called back for a holding, which I'll address in a second because, yes, we had some bad calls and holdings.
You did. That holding, like I said, that holding wasn't a hold. He literally touched the guy and moved his hands off, and he called a penalty on that.
Let's talk about these holdings that happened throughout the game. When I tell you, so, you know, when you're at any sporting event, any football game, college or NFL, if there's a questionable call, immediately it's on the big screen.
Yeah.
Especially for a neutral site. Usually if it's a hometown and it's against the player, it's the other team. Yeah, it might take a while to put up, but at a neutral site, you're supposed to be able to see the replay on the big screen so the, you know, everybody can see it. The coaches can see it. Whatever can see it. They not once played a replay for any questionable call that we did or did not get.
That's messed up. And that's the thing that's even more incensing is the fact that you were in a neutral place and they couldn't even call the game fairly. What did I say to you before that? Call the game fairly. I saw Michigan holding your guys multiple times. Those pictures didn't do it any justice.
Playing it in.
That was ridiculous. And the crazy thing about this game is the over was 59. Y'all didn't even cover the over for me.
No.
I bet the money line and the over. This game could have been so much better had the call's been fair.
Fair.
And with Michael Penix, it didn't even matter if Michael Penix Jr. got hurt. It's just the fact that they were breaking him to be hurt. And that was just kind of messed up, too. It was dirty playing, I feel like, on Michigan. But let me tell you something. I knew I was in trouble when I saw Michigan's quarterback, JJ, sitting in his yoga pose, meditating before the game started. I said, oh, shoot. This is what we're doing right now. We are like channeling our inner Zen to get it cracking. All that was missing from him in that pose was the doggone black Air Force Ones.
I mean,
they might as well have them on because they were playing like
Bruce it. Bruce said Michigan winning was the better story. I don't think it was the better story. I think it was an easy way to get John Harbaugh to move on and to get out and to leave conspiracy theorists and the fines and the time off and to get move on and do a fresh start. It was easier for him to do that.
Here's the crazy thing about that.
Winning would have been a great story.
I think Washington winning would have been an excellent story because it's something that has never happened. And I know there's been a time span for Michigan since, what, 98 or something, but they've been there.
Hey, same for us. We had 91.
Yeah, and it's just, and the thing of it is Michigan is always going to be that school. Well, they will be a competitor to always. You might see them in that arena. But Washington, you don't see that undefeated.
Well, here's the deal. You know what? We were in Texas. We know what happens at Jerry's house, not too far away in Texas. Yeah. We know that we just beat Texas Longhorns to get to this game. There were Texas fans that still went to the game because they'd already bought tickets because they wanted to have a home field championship and they thought they were going to win. So they were already bitter. There were Texas people out when we were hanging out that were already bitter that we had got there and won. So it was almost like you already felt like you weren't supposed to be here. Like, you know, they're telling you not supposed to be here. We're the underdog. They're not giving us any call. There was not a single call that was good for us.
And plus, honestly, not for nothing, I feel like the television wasn't fair too on you guys either. The bias of fan base, they showed more Michigan than they did you guys. It made it seem like
and we had a strong, there was a strong Husky base there. We had a good, they were really loud. I mean, exceptionally loud from where I was at. And I just felt like, you know, this is, it was kind of, that's the only thing is it kind of sucked out. But the experience, like being out there minus the tornado, I got to show you a quick video because we went out to get, we wanted to go see the NFL experience or the CFB experience they had outside the stadium. We got there like maybe a couple hours before the game started. To see the vibes, we're hanging out, doing like a couple pictures. Next thing you know, this dark black like cloud comes rolling over, and it starts raining even more. And I'm like, we are about to get caught up in a tornado, like right now. We gotta go. Hang
on. Wow.
It was
funny.
So windy, dark storm clouds. It was just wild. I'm surprised. Luckily, we're in NRG and it seemed pretty safe in there. But throughout the day, like just the wind was terrible, the rain. It was like, it was wild. It was wild, but a good time. A good time was had. You know, hey, we made it that far. I can officially say that I've been to a championship game, so
that's a great thing to
hear. Yeah, perfect. It was good. So next time, you know, but the cold part is that we actually face Michigan at home in Seattle this coming season. I think it's in October, so we have a rematch, like right off the bat.
That's gonna be a good game.
It'll be good. It'll be good. Yeah. I'm still trying to understand what really happened. Maybe you know more because the Stephen A. Smith going off on Jason Whitlock. I mean, of course, we all know by now Jason Whitlock is a POS and he's not great, but Stephen A. Smith had a rant on his podcast calling him the worst human being he knows.
Every minute and every second of it, it is up to a million views as of 4 o'clock.
Tell me about it because I'm still trying to process.
I watched it last night before bed because I went on X and it was a hashtag Stephen A. Smith and it had underneath the Jason Whitlock. And I said, what happened? So basically, Jason Whitlock is a nobody. I don't even know why we're giving him time because in the culture, we know we don't F with him. Right. He's got into it publicly with Marcellus Wiley on a show. He's got into it with Chris Broussard. He says very conservative. And it's okay if you have a conservative viewpoint, but don't let
He downplays women. He downplays.
Yeah, I mean, but don't let it be at the expense of making other Black people look bad. And that's what you do. Right. So he went on a rant, pretty much hating on Stephen A. Based off the Cat Williams interview with Shannon Sharp, he mentioned how Cat had mentioned about Kevin Hart being a plant in the Hollywood industry. And basically salaciously said that Stephen A is a plant in the sports industry. How he is not a real journalist. How when he played basketball back in college, he scored 1.5 points. Who does that? There's no such thing as 1.5 points. How does that even make any sense? He just downplayed all credibility of who Stephen A is. And, you know, I don't want to be explicative, but I always call him a different kind of name. So I'm not going to call him Whitlock. I say I replace my L with a C because that's what he is. And so I don't like him. And yeah. I don't think Stephen A failed at his Cat Williams moment, but for him to.
He tried to get back.
He did fine. I had no problem. Yeah. Once he went and I saw people on X put the ether beat behind Stephen A's rant and why he was calling him a fat this and that. And he's a POS and all of this stuff. He had every right to do so. It was just long overdue, you know. And
somebody had to speak.
Stephen A didn't even give all of what Jason Whitlock has been up to or what he's done in the past, but he gave a fair share of great tea of how much a loser Jason Whitlock is in Stephen A's eyes and what society sees. Like he tried to start, you know, ESPN had fired him. They tried to start this black radio network, but it failed too on every attempt. You know, he said the fact that Skip Bayless doesn't talk about you, the fact that Jamel and Michael didn't want you on your show, the fact that all these people have pretty much have nothing to do with you.
He comes and goes.
And yet he's still coming.
He gets burned so many bridges. Yeah.
You know, and so, and in a nutshell, Stephen A just said, you know, Jason Whitlock is probably one of the worst human beings I've ever come across in my life. And he says, I really don't say that about a lot of people, but he is the absolute worst human being he's ever come across in his lifetime.
And I appreciate Bruce for chiming in too. He's like, you know, that he's a fake Christian. He failed as a football player.
Yeah, like he's just I don't acknowledge this guy. He's one of those.
Yeah,
you know,
it was just one of those. Like, it's a hot topic.
He's an Uncle Ruckus, in my opinion. He's not for the agenda. He's not for the cause. He's not for the culture. No. He's out
and
for
he's a right winger, and like
and he basically wanted to make himself relevant to something. And
he needed
how do you
a
make yourself
minutes.
Relevant when you're not? You attack a person
somebody.
That is relevant.
Yeah, of course.
So you can become relevant. So that's basically what he did.
Yeah.
But I was all here for it.
The time. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. So there's a hugador we got. I mean, this was against your Lakers team. Please speak to it and let me know the validity. But of course, the Raptors head coach went off on the refereeing during the Lakers-Raptors game yesterday in regards to the free throws that were the fouls that were called and free throws attempted. I guess it was like 23-2 Lakers to Raptors in the fourth quarter. He got fined $25K.
Yeah, I did see that today. And sadly, unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the game.
Okay.
So I read on this and I was like, okay. I'm like, and what do you want us to do?
Right. I was just like, he just went. I mean, the way I've never seen a coach just that angry.
The Lakers. Tell me you hate the Lakers without telling me you hate the Lakers. I mean, you don't go off on other teams like that. And the fact that you're going off on us, go off against these refs. They're the ones that manipulate outcomes of games.
Yeah, I just felt, you know, I think he's got a point when he said something like, you know, they got superstars. We have super, like, just because they have superstars, you can't just be giving them all the fouls they want or they can get. So I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely right. But you can't. And that's why I'm saying it's just the interesting thing with these refs and how they call games. I mean, you got LeBron. We got LeBron James on our team.
And we know
you have to understand that he is the face of the NBA. That he cannot ever do anything wrong. The man walks a country mile before he shoots the ball. And they never give him for anything except for the birthday thing with the 3-point. That was in our own house. That was the first time I've ever seen something go against LeBron where he is really upset. But, it's not right. It's not fair. But,
yeah. Hey, it's
what
happens.
This is the league we're in. And NFL's the same way. I mean, listen, we got to look at this as entertainment now. You know what I mean?
Just these refs are getting wild, but we've seen it through NFL, college, football, basketball. These refs are just like, I don't know if they're just recruiting from the streets these days or what.
Yeah, like MLB is probably the only sport that really doesn't play that so much. And you don't see it too much in hockey either. But MLB don't play because they look at tape and they will find the reps. Like, you get it.
Well, hockey, they just let them fight it out. So if you don't agree with this, go fight the player.
But yeah, I mean, I get it. You got AD and you got LeBron James. That's, and then it's here. And I hate to be like this, and I don't want to be like this, but they're not in America. It's Canada. So everybody always has a bias about an international place and all of that, because that's what they used to do with Chris Parker over there in San Antonio. Didn't want to give him his flowers because he's from France and all this other stuff. So could be that bias too. I don't know. But it is. He's right. It's not fair. It's not right. But.
It's not fair. It's not. I forgot to do my hat switch though, because I am in mourning today. So this is my mourning. I'm all in black.
Well, you talked about Washington. So
I already talked about it, and I already talked about my Seahawks too. So it's just, I just feel like a halfway point in the show, I'm gonna switch my hat up because we're still we're in all black. You know, like it's like, you know, the early 1900s where you had to mourn for a week when you lost a
I understand. And when you touched me down, you were hurt. I felt you on that.
Man, it was. It was tough, but I mean, listen, there were still so many people repping the dogs on the plane ride home. Like, I appreciate fans that roll tough for their teams and will wear, you know, good or bad.
I mean, they might as well. They spent the money.
There's some fans that are fair weather fans and they don't do it like that. And you can easily point those ones out. But
well, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. Maybe that's why they lost. They need the diehards there.
But shout out to Houston. The day party is there. Like, I would never go to a day party here in Vegas, really. But the day parties there are like going to a full on club, but you're there from 4 to 9. And then instead, those are hours for me. Like, listen, let me show up at 4. Let me wear sneakers. It was like a brunch that turned into a nightclub, and it was like, but it closed at like 10 and it was open at like 2. Like, get there at 4. Let me put on some sneakers and some jeans and a top and let me kick it and have fun. And then I'm out at 9. Like, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Well, maybe Houston might be the move for you.
Listen, except for it being a red state and it being in Texas. I can't.
You know what that reminds me of is when I went to the Raiders game for the last game of the season this past Sunday, which was great. Love to see the win. Love to see Antonio Pierce's record increase by one win to his losses ratio.
Yes.
Don't know what the future holds for Antonio. No teams are actually looking at him and wanting to set up interviews with a couple teams. But I really hope he stays with the Raiders. I hope we can.
It would keep be nice. It would be really nice. But what's the game? I heard there was some crazy entertainment and stuff there too. Didn't you have like a?
Oh, we had Bone Thugs and Harmony. And let me tell you something. They did do the halftime show, and Bone Thugs and Harmony used their tape from 1996 as their track. And we couldn't hear them. It was muffled.
No.
The sound was not good. There's no DJ that can put it to CD or whatever they needed. So it looked like they were playing instrumental off of a tape track. They were rapping live, but the music was really, really bad. So aside from that, it was great to see Tom Flores there. It was great to see Jim Plunkett there. You know, Jim's there. Chuck Woodson was there. Ice Cube was in the building. I mean, for the last Raider game, we had all of our legends under one stadium. It was great. We pulled off the win, of course. Denver never had a chance with us with that going on. And then after the game, I didn't realize this. I knew Winfield had a club, but didn't nobody tell me it was a club.
Like, I saw your post.
I saw the outside where you could see the end zone. They closed that off. But when you walk in there, it is a full-on club.
So after the game, it actually turns into a club.
It's kind of like what the Lakers used to do with the Forum, have the Forum after.
Right.
And it was packed. And I'm glad I went, because shout out to seeing Violator there and getting a picture with Violator. I meant to send that to you, but it was dope that I got to see Violator. Super fan Violator for the Raiders. But it was tables and bottle service and DJ and all. And I'm like, this is really a club. Mind you, at 5 o'clock, it felt like it was like 10 o'clock. I don't know what time it ends. It was packed. Shout out to my girl Denise and Terrence that were there. They had a little table with some friends. Shout out to my boy B. Cal was there, still celebrating for his birthday. I was like, this is a club. And I'm telling Dan, I'm like, Dan, this is a club.
You're like, how did I not know about this? Like, this is all up your road. So,
what I did not know is at the end of the game, if you're 21 and older, you're getting in. There's no fee. There's no, you know,
oh, you can just go there? Wow. I had no idea.
No idea. Velvet rope, hard to get in during game time. After the game, everybody comes down. We saw a few Denver Broncos fans down there and stuff, but it was mostly a Raider Nation party. It was really cool, but it just was like, after you've been at the game all day and then you're expected to club and party, which I usually could do. I can't do that anymore. So I left.
And but hey, you got the last win for the season. So that's
we
good
did,
too.
And I got to see the club. And not to mention, when we got there early enough to experience the Modelo Raider tailgate experience, where you can throw balls into like almost like beer pong, but you throw the football at the opposite end to land in a cup shaped trash can. So they were doing that back and forth. And then they had like food trucks and they had a DJ and they had free Modelo themed sunglasses with the Raiders logo on them. Just a lot of gimmies. And then they had all the flat screen TVs outside. So if you don't go to the game, you have that lounge to watch outside.
That's dope. Yeah,
it was.
I've sat at the Modelo thing before, but yeah, I never even knew that you could go to the club afterwards as long as you're just 21 and just hang out.
Oh my God, I had no idea. All they wanted was ID and we just walked on in. And not for nothing, this is the best club ever because there's no dress code. You're wearing your Raiders stuff and you're in your sneakers.
And this is my type of stuff right there. Right. You know me.
Right. So you're due a game. So the schedule is out. The Browns are coming here. Steelers are coming back here. A few good home games. So you will have to definitely be my guest in the 2024.
I'm definitely in for a game for sure. Yes, yeah, for absolutely. Sure. Yeah, the get. Yeah, so the. Yes, shut up, Mr. Pete's. Schedule is out. The schedule's as to who you're playing and when and like where is
right.
out.
So absolutely.
That's pretty cool. I think I saw Seattle's. There's only like one city that I wanted to go to because I've almost been to most of them now. So I think a lot more of my future travel will be like hopefully a football game, but it might be a lot of CFB games now that we're in the Big Ten. I mean, it's going to be traveling to Michigan and all these Big Ten schools to see their crazy stadiums and venues they have. But
okay, yeah. Natasha Gransbury, shout out. We got probably a potential new stadium queen coming through.
Hey, listen, but she's a stadium queen because you know, she hit me. She was like, "Are you here? Did you get tickets?" I was like, "Yeah." I go, she's like, "Where are you sitting?" I was like, "Not where you're sitting. I already know you. I know you're sitting by like the end zone down below.
Seats all close and low."
And she was like, "You know me so well." Yeah. Exactly. I already know. I might take there. So,
right. Exactly.
But yeah, shout out to her.
You already know where she was going.
The other thing is that I didn't realize Houston didn't sell liquor on Sunday. I don't drink liquor, but I was trying to pick some up for my friends. But shout out to Natasha because she was like, "Well, what kind do you need?" Because you know, they got the houses around that you can find your liquor. And I was like, "Listen, we're good. Well, they'll drink at the bar. I've got Trulies. We're fine." But yeah, I was just floored that there's no liquor there.
they still do that, huh? Yeah. That's a down south thing. Yeah.
I guess different cities. Like someone had mentioned that Dallas doesn't do it, but that Houston does. It was just
wow.
Yeah, a lot. But to add into the Vegas sports, talked about your Raiders. We got to talk about the Lady Rebels because they're still gas hard on the floor right now.
Yeah, they are.
Back up in the top 25. They beat San Jose Spartans last week, 91-55. Or I'm sorry, last night. 91-55. They have two away games, and then they're back here in Vegas on the 20th to face New Mexico. So give it up for the Lady Rebels.
We're going to have to try to go to a game, too. We owe that to Lindy.
Absolutely. I was going to try and go yesterday, but I started not feeling good. So I was like, you know what? Maybe another time. Our Golden Knights.
Well, they got a game tonight. How are they doing?
I don't know, but they've won three of their last 10 games. So that's not the best. They lost last night. They played the Bruins. They're playing them right now.
It's still 0-0 in the second period. Just started.
Okay, well, that's good. Let's keep it up. Also, I don't know if anyone was down, but tomorrow, Friday the 12th, I don't know if they still have the 4-for-99, but the Wayne Gretzky white jerseys. You know, last year I went, we got the black jerseys. This year, if you go to the Vegas Desert Dogs lacrosse game on Friday tomorrow at Michelob Ultra, first 4,000 fans get the white Desert Dog jersey. They have, I think, like a two-ticket special and a four-ticket special. So make sure if you're down and ready to do some on Friday, this might be the ticket for you.
Yeah, not for anything, the jersey.
Yeah. And I also need to talk about the Durango casino. I went there. I don't know if you've gone yet.
No, I haven't, but I saw your post. I saw your story. It looks
It's small. It's like literally, if you walked around the inner outside of the casino, it's probably a quarter mile like a track. You'd probably have to walk that four times to be a mile. So it's very small and intimate. All the food is either in the food court or the sports bar. There's a couple cafes, but the sports bar, I will go back just for the sports book. Alongside, there's a restaurant called George that overlooks the entire sports book. So you can sit, eat, watch your games. This was just a little video that I had taken. And let me just say, for all of my cider enthusiasts, they have Ace Mango Cider there. When I tell you that is the best cider I've had, and I would go back just to have that cider and to watch a few games. So, hey, I may end up there this weekend. We'll see what happens to check into some weekend. But yeah, definitely a good look. It's not really, I don't think it's worth anything else but other than the sports book and that George, but hey, to each their own, right?
Well, I know they opened Allegiant. I also noticed this, and I meant to take a picture of it. They opened the new parking garage. Oh. Within the parking garage, on the bottom level, there is a bar called Whiskey.
Wait, parking garage where?
Right across from Allegiant, kind of like on the south end next to all the parking lots. They opened a huge parking garage.
Oh, wow.
For fans to park and just walk literally across to Allegiant. Yeah. I don't know how much the fee is for parking, but sure, they do have a bar and a Starbucks and some other things that just opened at the bottom of it. And they have a place called Whiskey where you can watch the games. And looks like the food is amazing. And stuff.
Oh, the Whiskey. I think, Joy, shout out to Joy. Joy sent me a video of it off of Instagram. Yeah. And it was like open air, like huge. They have happy hours where, like, you can get a whole meal and drinks for like under $20. Right. I was like, that sounds like a
no-brainer. That is right across the street from Allegiant.
Okay.
And it's the parking garage. You park your car, you can hang out at the Whiskey and then go to the game, or just hang out.
That sounds like the spot right there. I'm sure
that's even the spot definitely for NFL. I mean, for Super Bowl.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah.
That's gonna, maybe I need to go there for a wild card.
And then
weekend.
Not to mention, don't forget Area 15 has a Luminarium and they do NFL Sundays and it looks like a vibe too.
So there's so the many whole screen. There. You're like inside of the stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. So guys, there's so many places to go have a good NFL or game watching experience. If it's college, high school, NFL, whatever.
Vegas is it. Yes. And not for nothing, you know, the Super Bowl is literally in less than a month. So they've already started closing down certain areas because they're, of course, they got to start putting up stuff in front of the Bellagio again. They got to start making the festivities outside of Allegiant Stadium. I did want to mention for those that do are coming or having plans to come to Vegas, if you haven't set up transportation or you need transportation, one of our great friends of the show here, Leslie, has the Envision for You services. So they actually have fleets. They have Sprinters, SUVs. You can call 323-300-4592. If you just need a car service, if you need transportation for you and your crew, whether it be to events, to the game, from the airport, even from LA to Vegas, she's got customers that are using her services to get here from LA and to get back. So all transportation needs during Super Bowl week, you can try and catch Envision for You. That's 323-300-4592. Give Leslie a ring. So yeah. Dope.
And anybody that has places that want to do an Airbnb, this is the time to capitalize on that. Because
well, if I don't know, because can you just do it? Can you just do it without having the license, though? I mean, because you have to be approved already.
Right? I mean, I'm sure you do, but I'm sure people who have extra room that want to just post up on Facebook.
Listen, if you're dog friendly, listen. Yeah, I mean, I can charge a few hundred. Pay my high ass gas bill right now.
Exactly, because you know what? I looked at those roommates. Those roommates are starting at $1,000 at some of your top. Yes, and for the ones that you least expect, even your Motel Sixes and all that, they try to charge $400 or $500 for people to come and stay during Super Bowl weekend.
Wow.
So that's something to think of the room. I'm very like, what?
It's going to be wild. I had a friend that said they were, that him and his boys were talking about coming, but they were like, you know, his boys wanted to like be on the strip and get bottles and get tables. And I was like, not Super Bowl weekend. That's going to be
That's going to run heavy about 50 racks, on the pocket. 100 at best.
Heavy on the pocket.
I think that's going to run you about 100 racks. I think, and this is just my thing,
sure,
I won't be going too close down there because depending on the outcome of this NFC thing, I feel like Baltimore's a lock. I feel like we're going to see them in Las Vegas. There's no question about it, in my opinion. Yeah. But this San Francisco and this Cowboy situation, listen, I don't want to see no kind of Dallas coming to my city.
I don't want no Dallas. I mean, I can deal with the I mean, I feel
I can deal with Niners a little bit, but I cannot deal with Dallas. I don't
a whole city full of Cowboys would be ridiculous.
I don't want to see none of that.
The Packers aren't going to beat them this weekend.
Right.
The Lions can beat the Rams.
Yes.
Eagles can beat the Broncos or the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks. Yes.
Then you got Eagles. And I just think if the Eagles can take out the Niners, if the Lions can take out the Cowboys, I'd be fine with an Eagles and a Lions NFC championship.
That would be my Zen sweet spot. I would have no.
I would be so happy. Like, here's the deal. AFC, I don't care. Bring anybody. I'm fine. Bring anybody over there. Yeah, I'm fine with
all that except the Chiefs. I really don't want to see that red, but it's okay. Whatever. But I don't think they're coming. I think it's going to be Baltimore, and I'm fine with that. But I do not want to see stars in my city. No. I don't want to see none of that. I don't want to see the long
shorts. Shout out to Houston for getting in there. Shout out to Houston for getting in the wild card. You know, CJ Stroud, the rookie team. Yeah, Pittsburgh. But, you know, they played the Ravens who didn't have anybody in. So it's kind of like, here's your give me free card. Like,
right. That's true.
I don't know. So we've got Saturday Browns at Texans, Saturday evening Dolphins at Chiefs, only on Peacock. So remember, you have to have Peacock streaming service, which everybody's complaining about. But I think they have like a free 3-day whatever. So get a trial for the day, watch the game, and then be done with it.
Excuse me, not for nothing. Chucky is on Peacock, and I love me some Chucky series. So how y'all not having Peacock? How y'all not and watching Bel Air?
Found is probably like one of the best places. One of the ones.
Y'all ain't got none of that?
You gotta watch Found, Mo. You gotta watch Found. Found
I gotta watch that. Because legit, the Child's Play thing is on hiatus, but that Chucky series that me.
It's got Mark Paul Gosselaar in it. It's got the black girl from what was the HBO series with like Shameless? You know, the neighbor.
Oh, Showtime?
She's in it. She's the head lady. It's good. Like, it's about finding missing people.
Because Mark Paul Gosselaar plays her kidnapper, right? That she keeps hostage and she uses him to find.
And it's
good. So I saw the premise of it. But I was like,
I got into it and now I'm stuck. I'm all caught up. Like, I'm waiting for the next episode because they had like a 2-week hiatus. And I'm like, okay, let's get back in it. So it's really good. It's really good. Yeah.
And speaking of series, moving on from that, about the subject, but shout out to Rest in Peace, Unique, because I did not see that coming. For all of our Power Universe fans who watch Raising Kanan, this has actually been the best season.
Sorry, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert for those who haven't caught up yet. Yes, that was cold-blooded, literally.
Let me tell you something. That Ronnie guy is Michael Myers all day.
Ronnie scares me from the TV, okay? Like, I can't.
He is Michael Myers. And, I'm good. You know, shout out to Joey Badass because I'm a huge fan. I seen him years ago at Life is Beautiful in his performance. I've always been a fan of his rap game. But his acting chops were actually really decent in this, and I didn't expect him to go like that. I just didn't expect
it. It's been good. I enjoyed this season really good. So,
yeah, it's been a better
season. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. So here's some interesting tea. So tonight is the Chicago Bulls Ring of Honor. It started tonight. So they're going to have all the players in to acknowledge the team, the different coaches, of course, that team from 1996, the championship team. So Michael Jordan, the Bulls post this long video of Jordan talking about how incredible that team was, how he loves the city of Chicago, the fans, coaches. He's sorry he can't be there
of course
to participate This man was just in Houston on Monday. How can you not get to Chicago by Thursday? And I feel like Pippen's going to be there.
I'm not saying it's because Pippen. It's because of no tipping Pippen. That's why. We know
like
why.
That would have made it 20. They could have got their ratings boosted by just having both of them. I mean, the fact that Michael, you was in Houston Monday. So you're going to tell me somehow you got so busy, you couldn't make it to Chicago for today.
Yeah. Like, you up there kicking it with Travis Scott, Stephen A. Smith and all them people all up in the booth and whatnot. But yeah, you know why.
We were all waiting for that moment for them two to be face to face. But, you know.
Maybe the son and Lars will show up in their absence.
Maybe they're out in Mexico eloping right now, and that's where MJ is. He got invited to the wedding.
Who knows?
Oh, man. Bad year for John Morant.
Man, listen. Talk about it.
First of all, you missed the first 25 games of the season because of your recklessness and juvenile antics from the season before and off season. Now, my thing is, and I was talking, this happened like when I was with my friends in Houston, I was like, how do you have a season ending injury in your shoulder? Like, and you weren't playing, it was during a training or practice session. So that's like a crazy tear that you do in your shoulder that makes you miss an entire season. And we're only not even halfway there yet. So I don't know.
Even All-Star Bank. And that's another thing I didn't see on the bingo card either. I thought y'all. No. Poor people that got him on his fantasy league. Because, I mean, sorry. Because you waited all that time after you drafted him to make him to wait. Sitting him on the bench. Sitting him on the IL. Sitting him on the IL. And then he plays. And now he's back on the IL. He got to drop it.
It's wild. Cold world. There's been a lot of blowouts. Warriors got blown out by the Pelicans at home. I think tonight.
How about the Pelicans, man? They just came out of nowhere. And Minnesota Timberwolves still doing their thing. It's like, oh my God, the West. What's going on?
There was another one today. There was, the Thunder beat the Blazers by 62. 62.
Well, they don't really have anybody. On the Blazers side, except with the one kid that got drafted. But then I'm hearing rumors that Dame wants to leave the Bucks. So is he trying to go back and save Portland? Like, what's up?
Is it a little too late for Dame? And that's kind of a little extra, right? Like, now you want to go back there? I don't know.
But I'm going to tell you something. That SGA is a problem. And ain't nobody going to stop him. And that's the crazy thing about it. You know? Sergeius Alexander is just that guy. And they're like 26-11? I mean, there's nothing you can do with that. And the Blazers, not for nothing, I'm sorry. You just really don't have anybody. Jeremy Grant's on the other side, Anthony Simon.
They don't, but they knew that when they gave up all that they did.
Rookie year. It's like, what are you going to do?
I don't know. For all my streamers, what's the score over there? I saw that on earlier.
Suns are beating us in Laker Lane
at home.
In the third quarter, 66-55. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, there's still time.
11 points, whatever. I don't know. I'm over it.
Yeah, you know, you guys are having a hard little bump in the road right now.
But the Bucks had the Celtics tonight, and they beat the brakes off the Celtics. So I kind of like to see that.
So for all of those that have saw The Quarterback on Netflix, it was that documentary that followed the three quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes. I think it was Mariota and Kirk Cousins. So LeBron's production company is linking up with Peyton Manning. They're going to do an NBA one. So apparently you've got LeBron, Jason Tatum, Ant Edwards, Jimmy Butler, and Sabonis are all supposed to be on this new, I don't know what the title would be, but it'll be similar, but not the same, they said. So
yeah, I don't care.
Looking forward to that. I guess they'd have to be doing that next season, though, because they can't really follow them now because it's middle of the season. I would think they would, or unless they're just going to follow them through half the season because the season's so long.
I just want to, you know, if anybody on the NBA want to watch, it would be the Jimmy Butler part of that. Like, I just need to see how he's moving and shaking and the hair choices and what he's thinking about and what he's going to do. That'd probably be the only one that kind of would fascinate me. I think Jason Tatum... Mm-hmm. I mean, we get to see Deuce. That'd be cool. We'll see that.
That'd
be cool. But
it'll be interesting to see what they do get and what they, you know. Bruce out here in the comments. He said Dame was trying to be KD. Yeah, SD is all right. Yeah. He said the refs will be helping the Lakers soon.
Dude, no lie.
At home. It's like Gary's house. So.
I know. I don't know if LeBron's going to be as transparent in this thing, so I care not. You know what I mean? Because I still want to see what the million-dollar physical regimen of his fitness is, and he's not going to disclose it. So, I mean, why would it be on there? But the others, I mean, I guess I'd be curious. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's worth a watch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And they're also talking about approving a two-day NBA draft for this season in June. So you'd have a Wednesday night for round one, a Thursday night for round two. I really don't think it matters to me personally, but they drag them on forever. So
this is just dragging for...
But that was last year's draft was super long because they want to talk to every single person, talk to their family. It's like, can we just announce who wins to get a picture, hugs, and move on? I don't know. Not my thing, but whatever. I wanted to acknowledge the WNBA too, because we've got the player marketing agreement. Player marketing agreement that was added in the 2020 what do they call it? the contract negotiations. So Aaliyah Boston, Jewel Lloyd, Ryan Howard, Breonna Jones, Arike Ogunbowale, and Shakira Austin, they all are added to the player agreement. So they're able to make up $250,000 a year. They are prohibited from playing overseas, but this gives them the ability to stay in the States and not go overseas to play and make some extra money and also serve as brand ambassadors to increase the WNBA's exposure in the offseason. So kudos for the WNBA sticking with that and working to allow these women to make extra money on the in the States. I'm sure some of them might see an Athletes Unlimited because at least they can still play in that because it's not overseas. So
yeah,
should be interesting. And then a big girl power, Juju Watkins.
Oh, man.
Freshman. Tied the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week mark. She had 8 selections out of 9 weeks this season, right? We're only, not even halfway through the season? So 8 weeks she's had Freshman of the Week. The 1 week she didn't get it, USC didn't play.
Wow.
She basically gets it every week they play. That's what it is. She's balling. Oh my gosh.
Can we talk about all these doggone free agents in the WNBA right now?
Listen, did you see Ella Deladon is not going to go back to Washington?
Yeah.
Do you know who needs a center?
We do.
Hello.
And so you got Jonquel Jones free agency, Breonna Stewart's free agency. Yeah. I mean, you've got everybody in this, the top stars being free agents. Where are they going to go?
Man,
are they trying to be aces? Like, I'm very curious. It just kind of stunned me.
Are they all going to link up and go to one team together just to try
that new expansion in the Bay? Like, are they going to wait a season?
Well, that's going to be in 2025, so you still have this season to get through. Yeah, so we don't
wait a season to do that.
I don't know. It's
they could.
It's if they were to say,
oh, we're just going to go overseas, parlay, whatever, and wait. I don't know.
So we ended the regular season, Mo. You won last week, 5-2 in our pick'ems. I did win the whole thing. 9-6 and tied 2. Do you want to do wild card? Do you want to do playoffs? I have it ready to go. Okay.
Let's look at it. We got 2 Saturday games. We got a Sunday games. We got Monday.
We got 2 Saturdays. We got 3 Sundays and a Monday.
Monday. I know.
We got a full slate here. So this can be okay. This week will be worth 2 points. So, so potentially you could only, I'll make it worth 3 points because that way potentially we could tie.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Okay. We could do that.
All right. The Browns at Houston. I don't know if we'll even have any separate bets though on this because I feel like we,
I mean, we're going to roll the Browns on this, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, a shout out to the Texans. However, the Texans have the home field advantage.
They do. And I mean, they only have Cleveland on the line, -2.
Joe Flacco, though.
Joe Flacco has been proven.
Njoku. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. We both could be wrong. All right, the Dolphins at Kansas City.
Okay, so I read the weather report. It is going to be minus 5 in Kansas City.
Oh, Lord.
On that game.
Miami's not going to be able to
even
hang.
They're not cooking. So I'm going to roll Kansas City, and I hate to do that, but it's
minus five
is the weather report.
However, Miami at least has somewhat of a run game, so they could opt for being on the ground, but they can't live in those. They're going to be literally in playing
that
in parkas.
That snow is going to be eating them alive.
It's not even the snow. It's the wind chill. And
that too.
Lord, Lord, Lord. All right, Pittsburgh at Buffalo. I got to go with Buffalo.
That is my
congratulations, favorite. Pittsburgh making it in there. But basically, the Ravens gave it to you on a platter. Yeah. So at least you get your little toe wet.
Yeah, right. Right.
Okay.
And what's up with Tomlin? Because there's rumors that he might be next.
I don't know. I feel like he'd stay.
Me too. But if he's shopping, geez. I mean, why would he leave? I don't know. At least I heard that from Pittsburgh fans. That's what they're thinking.
Bruce is taking Houston, so that Flacco's the turnover machine. Kansas City, even though that the wide receivers can't catch. And he's going Bills as well, so that's good. Packers at Cowboys, I think.
I
would love for the Packers to win. However.
I'm with the Packers. I'm rolling with them.
Are you?
I know they're not probably going to win. I'll just go against you on that. But I love Jordan Love that much that I would rather pick them over Cowboys.
I mean, I hear you. I love you. And I love that. I just,
you know what I mean? You know how that's going to go.
And you're at Jerry's house. Like, you know, they're going to cheat. They're going to cheat all game. All right. The Rams at Detroit. I think we both got Detroit here. Am I correct?
I got Detroit on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Rams put up a good fight the last half of the season,
they
but
did.
I feel
and,
like,
you know, you never know. Cause they only got a -3 on that.
Yeah.
It's a close game. Be a close game, so.
Bruce said Packers are winning. Hey, listen, I'm. I
Thank
hope you
Bruce.
Guys beat me. I
Bruce,
hope you win.
Go,
I hope
I,
you
I mean,
beat
I
me.
I just cannot.
I think maybe me
my city
putting my name on the Cowboys side, hopefully that makes them lose.
Yeah, I just can't have a city in
all right, and then we got the Eagles at the Bucks. It's crazy that the Eagles have to play in Tampa Bay, but hey, better there than probably in Philadelphia. So.
And you know what? Honestly, I'm going with the Buccaneers on this. I like Jordan Love. I mean, I like Jalen Hurts and everything, but they are on the slippery slope.
Are you still working with? Is Baker Mayfield still in the lineup? Like, I haven't even paid attention to the Bucs.
They mean they got Bucs -3. I think Philly could definitely pull it off, but I don't see Philly going too far either.
Who? Because... What's the backup for Philly right now? If Jalen can't play.
I don't know.
I just feel like Philly can't let this
happen.
The city of Philadelphia will not let this happen.
Well, I think he's gonna play. He's got a finger injury or whatever.
But he didn't practice like yesterday or today or something.
Yeah,
so
he'll show up, I'm sure. But I just feel like they shot their load very early with the undefeated run and didn't break up their whole thing.
You.
And I think it's just a collapse a little bit.
Mariota is the backup for Philly. So now I'm a little...
Good luck. I'm going with Buccaneers. I'm just going to roll with it. What happened. I gotta make it interesting. We can't bet the same thing, Bill. We can't pick the same thing, you know.
Yeah, we got it. That's what it is. So that's our picks for the, you know, I'm sure my bets on the app might be a little different this week, but hopefully something happens. Hey guys,
I'm going with over
that's our
under
show.
This whole week. I'm not doing no money line. I'm not doing none of that.
I feel like it's gonna be a lot of unders. I feel like it's playoffs, like always happen to be a ton of unders. So
yeah.
Oh, before I leave you though, I got this sent to me probably 455 times this weekend when the guy posted it. This I can't remember who it was. He had Jordan Chump Man sent him 2 pairs of custom Washington Huskies Nikes. He had the 3s and the 11s. Super clean, super beautiful. And you know, Huskies aren't Nike no more. So to have this is like, it makes me want to go to that shoe place where you can design your own shoes and make this happen in real life for myself. Cause this looks amazing. I don't even like 11s, but them 3s.
I like the 3s better than the 11s, and I'm an 11 person, but I don't like those 11s with that colorway.
I just like that tongue with the W on it too.
Yeah, that's dope. God.
So pretty. Anyway, that's the show for today. We may end up being back on Thursday again next week. We'll keep you all posted. We appreciate you. a happy new year. We're not even halfway through the, let's see what the next week has on our bingo card, because January's card is about to be a blackout. That's it. It's a blackout.
I'm so scared. I don't know what's, this is like, I don't know.
It's too much. It's way too much. Hey, make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook at Girl Chat Sports. Give us a follow. One more time to hit up our girl, Leslie at Envision for you. If you need any kind of transportation services here in Las Vegas while you're here for the Super Bowl, make sure to hit them up, 323-300-4592. And that's it. Thank you for joining the chat. Shout out to Bruce, who is all up in there today. We appreciate you. Bruce.
Thanks for joining the chat with us. We love absolutely. Your takes. Thank you.
We loved it, and we appreciate you. And we'll catch you guys next week. All right. Bye.